guys, what's up? Here for another one. Woman says she's raised to take care of her husband and gets roasted with 14 responses. Twitter is definitely a place for people to share opinions, express their frustration, to shout hot takes. So it's no shock to see a single tweet with someone's thoughts explode into a full thread with people crashing, gifts, and reactions just flying. The thing's becoming very personal, especially when a person's tweet touches a sensitive subject or topic that many people have shifting opinions on. This is exactly what happened to Brayla K, a college student from Texas. Wow. On July 10th, Brayla decided to share her thoughts on Twitter that sparked an outrage. The woman shared a tweet detailing what kind of wife she would be and how she was raised, cooking, cleaning, and washing her husband's clothes are just some of the things Brayla says she'd do for her man, working around the clock to make him happy. She even describes it as being old-fashioned, and judging by the way people responded, many agree, and more. This is what Brayla K said: "Call me old-fashioned, but I was raised to take care of my husband. Make his plate every night, wash his clothes for him, making sure he's up for work the next morning. We'll always have a clean house for him to come home." As soon as Brayla tweeted this, hundreds of people rushed in to like, retweet, and of course dropped their 2 cents in. A general response, not exactly positive. People pointed at many different aspects of the original tweet, saying that it was internalized misogyny and sexism at work. Brayla later tweeted that their response was so harsh, she saw some replies where people wish she died, which is, of course, extreme and undeserved. Most of the people didn't take Brayla's thoughts kindly and offered their own opinions. This is the most cringeworthy tweet I've ever seen in a while, but it right there with "I can't wait to see my husband destroy our kids on a tube," and the "I can't wait to pregame with my husband in a parking lot at our daughter's dance recital." What the hell? Call me progressive, but I would take being single any day over having to raise my husband. Here's another tweet: "We're raised to parent your husband." Here's another tweet: "Straight people, y'all okay?" Wow. Here's another: "Sounds like you were raised to be his mom." Another one: "So do you get to pursue any hobbies and passions, or is your full-time job be fully grown adult man? Remain in a perpetual state of adolescence. My 11-year-old son is more self-reliant than his." Oh boy, butter. I take care of my boyfriend since we live together. We do all the chores together and we get up together. He's a grown man. He knows I take care of him, but he knows he needs to take care of himself. If he works, I work. That's how it is now. I can't get over making sure he's up for work. You laugh, cry, but I have work that told me that my female supervisor, if his wife wasn't around, he couldn't be expected to wake up on time to make it to work. We were like, no, that's not the way it works. I've been married for 30 years. Marriage is a partnership with give and take and mutual respect for each other, not one person catering to another. Think about that. Think about the model you're setting for your daughters. Oh boy, lesbians. Oh boy. Unless I'm a stay-at-home mom, this shit's not gonna happen. Wow, people, some of these women, you know. Wow. These, you know, most of these women are like feminists, and most of these women probably never had fathers. Most of these women will never know what it's like to even be married, because most of them will be single mothers for the rest of their lives and be good cat ladies. Because the reality is, we live in a world where if you don't think a liberal mindset, especially if you're a woman, you get attacked. Just shows here how women attack other women who don't think like them, okay? And they wonder why, you know, most of them are alone, most of them are in shitty marriages, most of them probably get cheated on, most of them are shitty wives, okay? function as proper women. And one woman who says that that's what she wants, that's for her. Let her be herself. I thought you women were about individuality. But you can see that feminists lie. If one woman says, I want to be a housewife to my husband, and I know she's probably raised to pick a good man, to take her time and pick a good man. But unfortunately, when a woman tries to say she wants to be, you know, traditional and feminine, you always got these other women who are like, you know, basically into feminism. They want to try and shut her down instead of letting her be herself. She's the one with a happy marriage. You're not. Okay, so be okay with having a sucky marriage and being a single mother. So most of these women who think like this are single mothers or married to men who are cuckold and not really willing to tell the truth that they hate their lives and probably hate their wives. But they think everything's okay because they never ask their husband. They're too selfish to ask their husband because they're too afraid of getting their feelings hurt with the reality. This woman, Brila, is winning. These women who are dissing her, they're losing. That's all there is to it. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.